Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joel's and Our Lady of Fatima once again. It's good to be with you. Big announcement. Bishop is announced for our diocese. Really exciting news. And so we get a new bishop. April Fool's. It's really bad. I know, bad April Fool's joke. I was considering some other ones, like maybe telling people that we can have Mass and now, but I thought that would be too evil, too mean, so I didn't do that one. Or that I was going to get moved, but that one, I don't know. So anyway, that's my April Fool's joke. Haha. Today I'd spend a little time just talking about a few things. First, I just wanted to talk about Passion Tide. So maybe you recall Passion Tide is the time of Lent where we start to veil statues and the crucifix and things like that. I just put up the purple in the main church in Crosby today. It's something I forgot to do. We could have started on Sunday, last Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Lent, by veiling everything, but I didn't get around to that. So what is Passion Tide? It's just a time when we kind of focus a little bit more on as I've said before, it's a visual fast. So we are focusing more on getting ready for Passion, for the Passion of Jesus. So we let go of some of the things visually that we're used to. And it's a little bit more of a somber time. So you might consider veiling some things in your house if you're up for it. You might put purple cloth or something over your crucifixes or your images of saints, or you could just take down pictures from the walls or those sorts of things. There's a way that we can enter into this sacred time of these last couple weeks of Lent. It's hard to believe Palm Sunday is coming up, and Palm Sunday is the day when we would normally process into the church bearing palms, and then we'll read the Passion narrative. So we will hopefully be getting palms. I haven't gotten them yet, but we're going to hopefully get them, and I'll bless them, and then we'll put them out, and people can pick them up in the churches on Sunday if they would like to. We'll leave them out, probably. So that's something that's coming up, hope you can participate in that in some form or fashion. I wanted to spend a little bit of time just talking about this idea that it relates a little bit to yesterday, what we were talking about, but the idea that sometimes we make decisions based out of fear, or we live in fear, and how that's not typically a healthy way to live or to make decisions is from our fears. I guess there's different ways of looking at fear. You could be fearful of a lion. You could be fearful of a tornado that's coming towards you or something like that. And that, in a sense, that's healthy. It makes you cautious or makes you take steps to protect yourself. That's good. However, when it comes to questions of how do we live morally or how do we live our lives or decisions that we make, we don't want to make them out of fear. We don't want to make moral judgments out of fear or lack of courage. We want to depend on courage to help us to make the right decisions when the time is needed. So you might think of when our morals are being challenged and we're afraid to stick out. So instead of holding fast and standing firm and defending what we know to be right, we sort of step back, or we ignore it, or we pretend that we didn't hear it, or that it's not a big deal, and we kind of fold under the pressure. So that's the kind of situation where I'd see we don't want to make our decisions out of fear. It's easy to, right? So sometimes our fears are irrational, and they're not really founded on truth. Sometimes our fears are founded on truth, and we have every right to be fearful, but we don't want to act on our fear. We want to act on what is right, what is the principle, what is God calling us to do. I think about the martyrs. confessors, those who have suffered or died for the faith, they were always tempted by fear, right? The fear to step away, the fear to give in, the fear to let that moment slide. I've mentioned this in several places already, but just watched The Hidden Life, or A Hidden Life, I think it's called, about an Austrian man and his family. And at that time, soldiers for Austria and Germany were asked, required really, to make an oath to Adolf Hitler to serve in the military. And he would not do that. He decided he couldn't take an oath to serve Hitler because he saw that as cooperating with evil. You know, he would have happily served in the medical corps or something like that, but even to do that, you had to make this oath to Hitler, and he would not do that. So because of that, he was put into prison, tortured in different ways, separated from his family, eventually killed. So we recognize sometimes fear is used to try to control us. Fear is used to push us away from what we know to be true, or what we know to be right, or what we know that we ought to do. And fear is used to control us. Now, in this current climate, some people might say fear is out there. I don't know if there's fear being kind of used, maybe perhaps by some people, to control society. I think it's more caution, and caution is okay. Fear-mongering, using fear to push people or to control people, is always wrong, right? So we don't want to cooperate with that. And I'm not saying that this situation where we have the coronavirus, that people are using fear, but I think there are a lot of people that are making decisions out of fear. And so we have to be careful. It's okay to be cautious. It's good to be wise and prudent. But when does it become that we're just kind of mindlessly acting out of fear? So these are some thoughts to consider. You might think about, where are you coming from? What is your perspective? Are you living in fear right now? Or are you living from a place of hope and acting, cooperating with what's being asked and doing your best to protect those around you? This is a good discussion for us to have. Am I living in fear, or am I cooperating with creating fear, or do I try to stand up for what's right? This is one small area where we can consider that. So I hope you can consider that, and God bless you. God keep you safe and watch over you and protect you always. All right, God bless.